BT, what were you about to tell us? Hilarious anecdote?
Oh, I gave... Mabel has started school. And I gave them both... I was picking them up from school, Elsie in the car as well, because I am living with Sam's parents, and it is a 40-minute drive. But I gave them both a snack in the back of the car, and then I turned round and I saw this.
She's showing us a picture of, oh no, Elsie is smearing chocolate all over her legs.
On her knees.
It looks like
shit. What you've done there, BT, is you've given children chocolate in a heat wave in a hot
bowl. Melted immediately.
Look at it. It's everywhere.
Oh my God.
Okay, listeners, if you've ever seen that video on the internet of the kid who's covered his entire brother's body in peanut butter, it's similar to that, but chocolate.
Yeah. I turned around, I was like, oh no, Elsie. She went, Ori. Ori, mummy.
I just want to know what's gone wrong there. How's that? She's gone like,
well, hang on, let's... this feels good.
Just wipe it all over my knees. Can I say something up top? This is a bold admission, actually. Just made me think of it up top as well. Apologies if this is too much.
I don't know what's... on your knees?
Not my... No. Not shit on my knees. But it's like I've forgotten how to wipe my front bum properly. I keep getting wee on my hands. What do you mean? So my okay, so this bum. Is this is the
yes. Is why the, didn't you just say what? Vagina, Rose? I can't believe you just said front bum.
Well, I don't know, because I guess I wanted to distinguish between back bum for poo. I wanted you to know it was wee.
Yeah.
Could in hindsight could have said vagina. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, I'm going in, I'm doing the normal action. Also, I just think that maybe I'm overthinking it now. I've got the yips when it comes to wiping my front bum, okay? And I'm wiping, and I'm coming away with a wet hand.
Interesting. That's very interesting.
Okay,
how?
I've got a theory.
Toilet roll? Different toilet roll. Have you changed your toilet roll?
Have you used different toilet roll? It's not thick enough. The ply.
Okay, no, because it's not coming through the... This is the thing. It's not coming through the toilet roll. It's like pure drips.
What the hell?
It's like
okay,
I'm
I've got
missing...
another theory.
Are you collecting more?
I've got another theory. Are you very hairy down there at the moment?
Okay, this is what I thought, because yes, Camille, it had been a long while since I'd had a wax, and I'd thought maybe it was that. Went and had a wax the other day.
Still doing it.
Still doing it.
Okay.
Incredible.
I have another theory.
Here it goes.
Camille's like Sherlock Holmes, but for pissy hands.
Yeah, she's weaseling for theories.
Weaseling for bits. You are drinking a lot more because it's hot, and you are just weeing a lot more, and you're not... No, sorry, that theory is not sound.
No, but Camille, I liked where that was going, because I thought you were going to say, and you're not, you haven't properly finished.
Aha, yes, there we go. The theory.
By the time you wipe, that could be it, couldn't it? That I
think that I'm just trickling.
So yeah, so I think case closed. I think I haven't finished weeing, and I'm inadvertently essentially just pissing on my hand as I go to wipe a little bit.
Yeah.
So what's the answer?
It's like, you know, when you go swimming or you have a bath, and sometimes after that, a bit just comes out.
Yes.
It's kind of
And you're
that
not in
vibe.
Control of it.
Exactly. Because it's
So
it's
what's
not
the answer?
The...
Go to wipe. It's like crossing the road. Go to wipe.
Just sit
but
there
wait.
For a bit longer.
Wait.
Stop, look, wait, listen.
Yeah.
Stop, wait, trickle.
Stop, look, listen. Can you hear a trickle? Is it stopped? Then you can wipe. Oh, good to get that off my chest, because it keeps happening. And I tell you what, that's a lonely thing to keep happening to you. And every time I'm like, I swear I did it. Wet hand.
Wet hand. Pissy hand.
So anyone who sees me in real life, I wouldn't go for the handshake. I am washing them, obviously.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Come on. That just made me think when we went to a warehouse project in Manchester and I had no toilet roll left and I just wiped my vagina with my glove. Pissy glove. Quite handy in a way. Imagine if you could get wipe gloves for the toilet. So easy. You just sort of...
Disgusting, Camille. Absolutely disgusting.
Really? Well, what they'd are you gonna be do with a glove? Waterproof inside.
Yeah, reusable.
They'd be like rubber gloves inside, normal gloves outside.
Yeah, wipe.
Where are you going to store them?
Whack them in the washing machine, reuse.
Put them in your handbag when you're out.
A special container.
little
freezer, Ziploc bag.
Disgusting.
Oh, don't, yeah. Then the most embarrassing thing you can drop on the floor won't be a tampon, it'll be a piss glove.
Yeah. And poo glove. I mean, come on.
Yeah, actually, kind of gross.
Disgusting.
Okay, just piss glove then.
As I get older, I do find it absolutely remarkable that we don't use bidets in this country.
Insane, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Why can't we have the Japanese toilets over here?
What, where they wash your butthole?
Where they wash your bum. You can angle the spray to be directly on your bum hole.
So nice.
Mm. And it washes you clean.
Quite a nice sensation, I imagine, as well.
Lovely, delightful. And there's one for the front too. There's two.
There's one for the front, you say?
Sign me up. Front bum, please.
Marching into the bathroom shop tomorrow. Yeah, I want one of those ones that cleans your front bum, please.
And then you can get one to play a little song while you're doing your wee so no one can hear you.
Yeah, nice.
Oh.
Just, delightful. Blow you dry? Do a little blow dry?
Well, I wouldn't mind a blow dry. Feel the wind beneath your wings.
Yeah.
If I'm in a public toilet, I just make loads of noise with the toilet roll to, you know what I mean? Crash, crash, crash.
Oh, really? See, I create a splashdown pad.
Yes, if so I'm pooing, 100%.
You have a little bit of toilet roll, you put it in for the splashdown.
Clever.
Mm. Soft landing.
we should just put some white noise on our phones.
Yeah, maybe that's more suspicious though, isn't it? It's like, why have you got
white
noise?
Yeah, so what
noise?
Are you trying to hide? Yeah. What have you got planned? Anyway, look, it's very fitting, isn't it, that we're talking intimately about...
I don't think they talk about this kind of thing.
Going to the toilet.
Feminine hygiene.
I don't think they chat about this stuff.
Do you not?
Nah, it's not that vibe. Pearls and cardigans, isn't it?
Jam.
Well, this is the thing. This is the misconception. I think I'm sure they're talking about this stuff.
They're probably talking about the menopause, you know.
Do they have WI in London?
Yes, Camille. Anyway, just very quickly. Hello, welcome to the WI party. Women's Institute party, if you didn't know. They do, Camille, and this is the thing.
Sorry.
Hello.
Sorry.
That would not be allowed.
Granny's not turned her phone sounds off. No. Yes, Camille. Now, this is the misconception. I think people think of the WI as stereotypically older ladies.
In a village.
Mm-hmm. Just making jam and shit.
No?
Branches all over London.
No.
Multicultural, loads of different ages. I looked at my local one, picture of it, loads of young people. I genuinely might join.
What's the vibe then? I don't know really much about it. Do you go once a week? Is it like a club? Like a...
Yeah. If I had to say to you, Camille, explain the WI to someone that's never been, what would you say? Never heard of it.
I would say... it's a group that come together once a week and they give each other jams they've made at home and they bring cake and they have tea and cake and chat.
They do charitable things, that's what I would say.
Right, okay.
Good, BT. I think you've both touched on elements.
Sewing, knitting.
What, and they sell it and then give money to charity?
Yeah.
No. I mean, I'm sure they do that, but
they sell it to charity.
They do sell the jam, and in fact, they did successfully lobby Parliament for members of the WI to be exempt from having to register with the local authority to sell jam in public. so they can just do that willy-nilly.
Why?
Oh, I don't know about that. Who knows what they're putting in that jam? No, thank you. Unauthorised jam, willy-nilly, out in public.
Camille, if there's anybody that's just going to walk up to, like, a card table on the side of a pavement with someone selling random jam on it and buy some and eat it, it's you.
Weaseling for bits. I've bought some of that jam, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
So I think, yeah, they do probably sell the jam, but they're big campaigners. They're backing big campaigns, the WI. They were formed in 1915.
What?
And their mission statement was to give women a voice and be a force for good in the community.
Wow.
Oh, that's a good statement.
I'll read their vision to you. To create a world where women come together to learn, share skills and work together to become active citizens, influencing change to improve lives in the local, national and global communities.
Nice. Wow.
They've campaigned to get women on the jury service. They've campaigned for equal pay. They've campaigned to keep Britain tidy. They've campaigned for HIV and AIDS awareness. They've campaigned for more midwives. Good shit.
They're kind of like modern day suffragettes.
Yes, Camille. Very good. Because
were they involved in the suffragette movement?
Lots of suffragettes were involved in the WI.
Yes. Makes sense.
So the National Federation of WIs, this is like soon after it started, was formed by and mainly led by women who are involved in the suffrage movement.
Mm. Sure.
And the hymn Jerusalem, do we know? Do we know that's their anthem?
Is that that?
Well, famously, my mum did a show about WI.
Well, let's let Camille give a blast of Jerusalem first, shall we?
Oh, yeah, sorry.
And then we walk on this nice land in Jerusalem.
Or something I think that's like that. Pretty much it, yeah. Nailed it.
Something yeah. Like specially composed for the WI, would you believe?
Was it?
No.
Well, I mean, the poem was written by William Blake in the sort of 17th century or something, 18th yes. century, but the music.
Yeah,
and it was
good.
Adopted because of its links with the suffrage movement, so.
Lovely.
But yes, BT, your mum famously did write a sitcom called
Jam and Jerusalem.
Jam and Jerusalem, of course.
It was great stuff, that sitcom.
Yeah, it was.
Can't believe they didn't make another series.
Dawn though. French, very funny, isn't it?
Very funny.
Yeah, hilarious.
And your mum, obviously.
You were in it, weren't you, BT?
Were you in it?
I was in one episode, yeah. She was classic. My mum gave me a job having one line.
Better than the job when she gave... Better the time she gave you a job that turned out having no lines.
Yeah, that was better. No, all my friends had lines.
But you did get a Burberry coat off her out of guilt.
I did. Yeah. Can't complain.
In Jam and Jerusalem, aren't you on a horse or something? Or is that your little sister?
My little sister's on a horse, yeah.
Oh, your little sister's on a horse.
I shout something at them.
Lovely. Yeah. Did she ever join the WI in Devon? Or is either of your mums joined the WI?
Nope. Can you imagine my mum's not being sociable? No.
I can't imagine her joining the WI. Absolutely not.
Yeah, and I can't imagine my mum... Yeah, it would just be too much for her, overstimulated.
Sure, yeah.
And my mum, of course, she's never joined the WI.
No.
But I can imagine she has at the WI. She loves a chat, she loves a cake.
She would be quite good, yeah. Maybe I'll suggest it.
I mean, is she...
She's very community-minded.
She's retired now, isn't she?
She's recently retired, yeah. Give it a guess.
I genuinely might join the WI.
So what kind of stuff are they saying they're doing in your local one? Do you know?
Let's have a look.
I'm intrigued.
I just feel like, when are you going to find the time?
Yeah, I know.
Hang on. Once a month.
Once a month?
Yeah,
that's okay, that's
doable.
Not too bad.
Mine's got an Instagram page.
Wow.
No. Oh, I know where that is. I've got a very local WI.
Oh, yeah. What are they saying, Camille?
Okay, let's have a look.
Okay, here's one. Random post. Looking forward to our August meeting this Thursday. Mm. It's Pub Olympics time.
Oh.
Stubbies, Jenga, darts, cards, Skittles, quiz, Twister, plus, of course... wine, tea and cake and a good old chin wag. Guests always
wine,
welcome.
Wine, tea and cake. Now you're talking.
And somebody has commented saying, should have looked at this post more positively prior to attending the meeting. Oh, all right. My standings would have been 9 out of 20. I don't understand that. Well done, Margaret, for a great quiz. So
well
there
done,
you go.
Well done, Margaret. Okay, so my local quiz. One, it says actually on their website, we have members from their 30s to their 70s. Diverse group, all women very welcome. And they're doing a charity knitting group. So there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, see, that's more
charity
like it, isn't
and
it?
Crafting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I've just clicked on one. Next meeting, we'll be making pom-pom headbands.
There we go.
Please bring pom-poms and glue guns if you have any.
Very crafty.
We already have quite a few, but the more the merrier. So do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm intrigued.
They're getting guest speakers in, okay?
So yeah, is that what happens every time? There's always a guest speaker and there's always some kind of crafting?
No, I think that's the variety that can be on offer. Sometimes you might have a guest speaker, sometimes you might be doing some crafting, sometimes you might be like, yeah, doing pub Olympics.
Mm.
It's just general interest.
So why has it got sort of a bit of a reputation of being a little bit lame? I'm not being mean. That's not me saying that, but I feel like, is that fair? That's a general vibe?
Yeah, that is like, fair, oh, I'd say. Like, a few little facts. Like I said, they did this great jam debate where they lobbied to be able to sell jam. Then also, in 2012, they broke the world record for the most people knitting simultaneously. That kind of shit. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think, yes, they do, probably because I would say the predominant amount of members are probably a bit older and into knitting, etc.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you're in the WI and this isn't true, feel free to get in touch. It's your idea of a nightmare, isn't it?
It is sort of. I mean, I just don't think I'm the kind of person who can make new friends.
Oh, BT.
It's an issue for me. It's an issue.
That's why I think it's perfect for you. One of their mission statements, we connect women.
Okay.
Our movement offers women of all ages and backgrounds a unique chance to come together and share experiences, tackling social isolation and building community cohesion. There you go, BT.
There.
You can,
my
your social
isolation
be tackled.
I think in my head I had this idea that they were a bit kind of, how shall I say? I imagine
Tory.
They were all kind of Tory, conservative, a little bit like closed off.
Well, I think it depends where you join.
I'm seeing on their website now, they've got a whole page about anyone is welcome. Transgender women are welcome to join the WI.
That's what I was going to say. Is it turf territory? No.
No, yeah, they are militantly trans-inclusive. Militantly.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good. Really
yeah,
good.
They were one of the first big organisations to absolutely be like, that's like, we're not having any of that bullshit. Everyone's welcome.
Okay, good.
Well, that's great.
So if anything, anti, the opposite of what you thought, Camille.
Yeah, I know. They sound brilliant.
Do you have any fave crafting activities?
I was thinking this the other day, and I don't think I have any hobbies.
BT.
No, I do have hobbies, but I don't have any like crafty hobbies.
I've been saying this a lot recently. When you're an adult, you need to reclaim your hobbies. It's hard to make time.
Do you know
for
I've
them,
got a theory about this?
Recently,
most men I know have hobbies.
Yes, there is. Yeah.
Because they've got the fucking time and headspace.
They make time for it.
But also there's something, they're often into things that are like...
lame.
Yeah, boring.
I feel like they're often into things that it's easy
Golf,
to get a bit
Warhammer.
More obsessed with. Like,
rugby,
like Warhammer,
football.
For example. That's something people get very invested in, isn't it?
And golf. Dan's watching, probably in there watching YouTube videos of golf right now. Watching YouTube videos of playing golf.
Boring. I know he went, he had a bit in his stand-up about how boring Formula One is. Have you watched golf?
I know, man.
It's so...
At least they're going fast in Formula
boring.
One.
Yeah, it's boring.
Most of it is just like watching them walk around the course. Like, you watch them walk around!
I mean, I don't make a lot of time for hobbies, but I do enjoy them, like, e.g. painting, I like doing.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'd like to try next, painting. I feel like...
Camille, come round. We'll do a painting, little painting workshop.
And I feel like it doesn't matter if it's a bit sort of...
Doesn't matter at all.
Great at it. You can be like, because abstract.
It can be expressionistic.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, come. I'll lead one.
You know what I think looks very satisfying? Do you follow her on Instagram? Oh, God, I love it. I've posted some of my stories before. She
You're
going
to have to say her name, Camille.
Yeah, I'm just looking her up because I can't remember, so I was trying to fill. Hang on.
Oh.
She's called India Rose Crawford, and she knits little tiny frogs. She's got this little animal that she calls Frog. Sorry, it is a frog. She's got this little knitted frog. And she's like, frog. So the latest one is frog makes a strawberry pie for Toad.
Oh, and yeah, I've seen
tiny
them.
Props.
I've seen
And she does like stop motion animation with little knitted frog.
Oh, he's picking blackberries, Camille. Yeah.
She
dresses them in like period clothes.
And there's like tiny little china that they eat off. Mm. And I just love watching them. They're incredible. And I think
Camille,
she's amazing.
Why don't you learn how to make? Why don't you learn how to knit? Because those are tiny; they can't take that long.
They look pretty intricate.
You could make little creatures.
I would love to see you try and make a little creature.
Can you imagine? All I'd be able to do is weird-looking goblins. I'd be like, another goblin again. Was meant
to
be.
Yeah, but Camille, that's good content. Mm. Goblins going to pick back blackberries.
Yeah. I should give it a go. Yeah.
I'd like to see it.
But yeah, I always find it hard to pin down a hobby.
Hmm.
Is swimming a hobby?
Yeah.
I don't know if it counts if it's exercise.
No, I don't think it's a hobby. I think it's... Is it?
It's going
We've
to
had this debate
hobby?
Before because you
we
said...
Have.
You told me that
before.
Walking wasn't a hobby.
I did.
So
see,
if walking isn't, then swimming isn't.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
What about sea swimming?
Yeah,
I think hiking is a hobby. I think like going on long walks where you're like orienteering, that's a hobby. And that's what Rose does. I'd say that is a hobby.
Yeah, okay, I'll take it back.
The one that I would really like to try, quilting.
Oh,
making
God,
quilts.
Yeah.
Making patchwork quilts.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
I just think our good friend Rachel Stubbings makes them. They're incredible.
Oh, she's got some great hobbies. She very crafty, actually. She makes the quilts. She makes the little
Christmas
baubles that you can hang on your tree. She's very into nails. She does nail art now.
Mm. Does she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep saying I'm going to get her to do my nails. She's really good. Yeah, we should try. We should have some. Let's do our own little WI.
Well, listen, that's very good you should say that, Camille, because that's led me very nicely onto our first game. This game is called Running for President. Mm-hmm. Well, let's imagine we are starting our own WI, Birthday Girls Branch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes.
And every WI needs a president.
Sorry.
What?
I was just looking at the chat questions that you sent. I mean, I have looked at them before, but I didn't read the last one that just says, "What's so great about women anyway?"
Yeah, I ran out of ideas with the chat questions. Let's answer it quick as you can. Beatty, what's so great about about women anyway? Okay, tits from Beatty.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I was in Shoreditch last night or the night before for my brother's birthday, went out for a really posh dinner and then went out on the streets of Shoreditch at 11 p.m. from this really posh restaurant, and it was honestly like Cavos 2002. Mm-hmm. genuinely a man shouted out of his window, "Get your tits out for the lads." I was like, no. It is 2023, sir. You cannot do that. But BT very much proving you can.
You can.
Camille, what's so great about women anyway?
I'll try and heighten the tone. Mm. What's so great about women anyway? Society is built on their talent and bravery.
Hello? Did you just give me that?
No. Came out of my brain.
Society's built on their talent and bravery.
That's not... That's
I love
not
that.
I don't believe that's come out of your brain.
What do you mean? Did I Google that? What have I Googled to get that? Like, what?
Society's built on their talent and bravery.
It's just very eloquent.
It's very... It's not Camille.
No.
I swear to God it's me. I can prove it. I actually... went through your questions and did some prep earlier, and I've emailed myself my notes, and I've got an email that I sent to myself at 7:20.
Why?
And I can forward you this email.
Why didn't you just have a Word document open?
Don't question why I do what I do.
Don't question her. Society is brilliant on her talent and bravery, okay?
She sends an email to herself.
That's like when my mum wanted to get Google up and she Googled it to find the website. Oh, God.
Funny.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I just thought it and wrote it down. Sue me.
Sue me.
I mean, I'd say that's already strong presidential material. If you can come out with shit like that off at the drop of a hat. My tuppence worth, mm-hmm. I think what's great about women, ability to get extremely intimate extremely quickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah.
And also solidarity on how trash men can be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to say.
Yeah,
sorry. Hashtag.
Not all men.
Not all men. We like our male listeners.
Some men. Some men. Yeah. Hashtag something.
No, but you have to admit, even Dan's like, yeah, we are trash.
Yeah. Some of them are trash.
Yeah.
I feel like I always have to be like the devil's advocate. I'm like, yeah, they're not.
No,
like,
men are great.
Yeah. No, Camille and Camille's men's rights group podcast will be launching on Apple Podcasts very soon. No, it's fair enough. No, it is fair enough. Not all of them. Just, you know. A lot. As our good friend of the pod, Gina Martin, says, too many.
Too many.
Exactly.
Too many men.
Not all men.
Too,
but
many,
too
men,
many.
Too many, many men.
That's what that song's about.
Great song. If only.
So we're running for president. We've got off track. We needed a president for our WI. So we're each going to make our case to try and persuade the other two that it should be us. Camille, seeing as you've been extremely prepared and emailed yourself your...
Just get up my email.
Your manifesto. do you want to kick things
off?
I can't
believe you sent an email to yourself.
Why is it so odd?
Just put it in a word. I put it in my notes. I just copy the email, put it in my notes.
Okay, do you want to know my thought process?
Yeah.
For fuck's sake. This is so boring. I can't believe you're making me say it. I do notes in my phone, right? In the notes app.
Yeah.
Mm.
I have a notes thing, but then I'm always looking down at my phone. And I thought to myself the other day, I always see Rose looking to the side on her screen. And I thought, that's much better. You can just sort of easily.
Camille, your notes app syncs with your computer. If you write it in your phone, it will be in your notes on your computer.
What? Hang on a minute. Let me just... Oh, hang on. I think I did know that. Notes. It's all there. Oh, it's all there.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh,
right,
God.
Well, I like to email myself, okay? So, fuck off.
Oh my God.
I'm having a breakdown.
Okay.
Oh, God.
No, I will email myself.
Are you ready?
Yes, we're ready, ready.
Ready.
Why should I be president of our birthday girls WI? Okay. I'm a woman of the people, and my oratory skills are second to none. I think we all know I can talk to anyone about anything. Remember when we stayed in that weird pub in Bolton?
Oh my God.
And we got given loads of free wine by the odd owner who saved his girlfriend and his phone, a sexy bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we agreed to do a gig for him the next day, but the derby was pissed. On the telly. Manchester Derby was on the telly, huge screen. Everyone was there to watch that. There was like a self-service roast dinner.
Yeah.
Where he wanted us to perform.
Self-service roast dinner.
Well, that is what it is.
Carvery. I'm just going to Toby's self-service roast dinner.
Is that always called a carvery in a pub?
But yeah, we were meant to be on between the carvery and the Manchester Derby.
And you both were like, we're not going to go and tell him that we're not doing it. Camille, you have to go over there and talk to him. Who did it? Camille did it.
Yeah, you did.
That's a good leader right there. That is a bloody good leader. I was the leader you both needed that day.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like I'm good at telling people what they want to hear. Like, we always say Rose is the leader of Bertha Girls, but deep down, we know it's me.
That's probably true, to be fair.
I know how to delegate. Look at the podcast.
Delegate. What was that about your oratory skills?
I said to BT, look at the podcast. I said, BT, can you reply to the Patreon messages? She does it.
I did, yeah.
Said to Rose, can you sort the money out? She does it.
Oh my God. BT, Camille's controlling us. We're in a coercive relationship.
She's played us.
No, I'm over the Bertha Girls emails, so yeah, I'm still doing a thing.
Yeah. Just copying and pasting them into your notes, are you? Or,
And then email them back to herself.
Also, you're going to want someone that's got no skeletons in their closet, okay? If one of you two are doing it, then I'm not naming names, but I think there's some potential sex scandals that could be coming.
Camille, let's not get into this. Not naming names.
No, don't worry. We don't have to go there, Rose. We don't have to go there.
Name the scandals.
All I'm saying is she is not scandal free.
But I'm a good president. I won't say anything.
She's blackmailing.
What else have I got?
Already. Displaying blackmail skills.
I have to say, maybe Camille is the most scandalous of all of us.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have mentioned that one. Okay. Yeah. Moving on. What's my ethos as president? Bitching is bad, but gossiping is good.
Okay.
No one likes it if you're being bitchy, but a little cheeky gossip. Come on. That's what the WI is built on.
Yeah.
And I'll have a little gossip section, you know, every year. Nice. You can move round so you can speak about different people they don't know.
Yeah.
My motto, keep calm and smile at strangers.
I hate keep calm.
Endangering women everywhere.
Oh, shit.
Just telling all the women that come along, give them a flash of a smile.
Calm and smile at strangers. Yeah. That was more meant to be like welcoming, friendly vibes, but anyway.
Do you know who's going to like that, Camille? Your men's rights group.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pitching this exactly the same speech to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
A typical WI meeting under my watch. What are we making? We are doing friendship bracelets that say WWWID. What would Women's Institute do? You know, like the WWJD, what would Jesus do bracelets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But WI ones. And we've all got them. So we've all got a little bracelet we share. Alongside that, making some cocktails, having some cocks with the bracelets.
Some cocks.
Having some skeletons out of the closet.
What are we cooking? This is, by the way, this is because Rose put these as pointers.
All right. I feel like I'm getting slagged.
What are we cooking? In my head, I'm like, do they always cook something together then?
Well, no, but it was just that a prompt.
No, it's great. Could. Okay. We're cooking a classic Camille one pot, obviously. Veggie chili of some description. If I'm president, I'm going to be a different kind of one pot every week.
Yeah, but they're all basically going to taste the same.
Yeah.
Well, no, I've got a
same
lot
three
better.
Spices in them.
No. I've really branched out.
Cumin, chili,
paprika.
Yeah.
Turmeric. Oh my god, I'm sweating. Do you know what? I made a curry in the slow cooker today. Those three spices.
They are on the front rotation of her spice cabinet. Always going in.
Who's the guest speaker? None other than Alison Hammond. Who else? Come on, Alison Hammond, great guest speaker. Everyone loves her. And then you have put a little prompt that's like, what's your best recipe? Am I meant to actually tell you the recipe now?
Yeah.
Give us a little pricey if you want, yeah.
Okay. It's a pimped up version of a banana bread. And the reason I've gone with this is because everyone's like, banana bread. But I feel like at the WI, there's going to be a lot of different recipes for banana bread because it's one of your staples. Mm. And I am a terrible baker, but this banana bread recipe has gone well every time I've baked it, and I've mixed it up and developed the recipe, so I've now made it my own. It's brilliant. I'm making it maybe once a week, once every other week.
Okay.
Because it does give you joy to bake something that's actually good.
Okay, give us a quick rundown. Don't have to be in complete detail.
I'll tell you the headlines. Obviously, bananas, flour. Mm. I'm using dairy-free butter. But what else am I putting in it? Dark choc chips. Mm-hmm. Handful cumin. Of walnuts.
Cumin.
Paprika.
sorry, no. Chocolate chips, handful of walnuts.
Chocolate chips, walnuts, handful of raisins, vanilla extract, a little bit of cinnamon, and then I'm doing half coconut sugar and half golden caster sugar.
Okay.
And with the flour, I'm doing half plain flour, half oat flour.
Interesting.
And I tell you what, it's delicious.
Sounds good.
Does sound good.
So there we go. I think I'd make a great president.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
Yeah, a few things in there I'd question, namely claiming to have no skeletons in your closet.
Yeah.
Sort of resorting to blackmail and encouraging women to smile at strangers.
Yeah.
I'll go next. Mine's quite bad.
No, mine's quite bad. But okay, you go next.
Both going to be good. Back yourself.
Okay, I back myself 100%. BT, you go.
No, you go.
Okay. Okay, why should I be president? I'm a natural born leader. Come on, you know I am. I'm a Leo, I'm loud, and I love a laugh, so I can be fun as well as firm. I'm also a natural born organiser.
Yeah.
A therapist once used the phrase mother hen, which I thought was complimentary, and then I googled it, turns out it's not. He's not my therapist anymore.
No.
So basically, I have an absolute inability not to take on admin tasks, even when I've specifically said I'm not going to. Mm-hmm. Case in point, our recent trip to Cambridge, I said I'm not doing the food. What did I do? Write the entire shopping list.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
So what that means is, bad for my mental health, but what it means is you can count on me to get shit done down to the minute detail, leaving you to sit back and enjoy the fruits of my labours.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My motto for the WI... where there's a plan, there's a flan.
Ooh, very good.
Okay. And this demonstrates my ethos of preparation being key to an... Oh,
oh no,
well,
sorry. It was just a really loud daddy long legs going like...
Can't believe I've been undermined by a daddy long legs.
So sorry. Good. I thought it was Mabel coming downstairs.
It's all right. Anyway, as I was saying, my motto is, where there's a plan, there's a flan. This demonstrates my ethos of preparation being key to enjoying yourself. Is it based on my tendency to catastrophise? Yes. Mm. Will it mean that half our meetings are taken up with diaries and scheduling? Maybe. Will it improve members' lives by teaching them to and helping them to foresee any potential hiccups in advance and plan ahead to make sure they don't happen? Definitely.
Mm. Mm.
So this is the way my meetings go. First half of the meeting, boring stuff. We're looking ahead to group events and also individual events. So if there are certain members that struggle with their diaries, BT, we can help you. We're going to be organising all the prep that you need to help your lives run smoothly and the group run smoothly. And then the second half of the meeting, we're sitting back and enjoying the fruits of our labours the week before. Perfect. You know, baking's done. Games are done. We planned it all. So your typical evening at my WI would involve a section called Cam's Jam, where Camille brings a different jam recipe each week and whoever fancies it can have a go at making it.
Oh, lovely. I'd love that.
Because you can make a jam very quickly.
Yeah.
You know? Another activity, BT Sweetie. BT brings a different sweetie for us to try each week.
Yeah.
This is ideal for you, BT, right, because it doesn't have to be homemade. You can just buy that from Crispin's Food and Wine on the way.
There we go.
Okay, no planning needed. That's a little Easter egg for our Patreon listeners. If you're not on Patreon, I'll give it a little plug now. Some lovely extra content on there. Get yourself over there. Sign up. Learn about Crispin's Food and Wine and what the bloody hell we're going on about.
Yeah.
When was that again?
It was activism.
It was pool party.
Oh, no, pool.
Splash the cash.
That's
pool party extra content. Another section, for example, Rose's poses.
Nice.
This is a life drawing section where I pose and everyone has a go at drawing me. You've done it before.
Very good.
Lovely.
It's a good life model.
Camille, you're going to like this. Bit of crossover.
Yeah.
Guest speaker. What do we never get tired of in Birthday Girls? Celebrity gossip. Each week, I'm inviting along a different person who works adjacent with celebrities, e.g. drivers, makeup artists, camera people, okay? And they are all coming armed with the latest celebrity gossip.
From whoever
they've been working with, nutritionalists, okay? They're all coming in and we're getting the lowdown. And it was sworn to secrecy.
That's really, really
good. My best
good
recipe, Camille, you're going to be delighted with this. Special one for you.
Yeah.
Spiced nuts.
A one pot.
Spiced nuts. Okay.
Are you going to tell us the recipe now? The secret recipe?
Yes. Yes.
What the hell?
So basically... you'll understand, I'm giving you the bare bones. I'm not giving you my exact spices.
On Patreon, on the bonus content this week, we should put all of our recipes and a link to the...
Oh, we should write them out?
Yeah, we should put our recipes on bonus content.
Yeah, we'll try and remember to do that. If we don't, someone send us a message. Basically, bare bones, you get yourself a load of mixed unsalted nuts, whatever you want. What you're doing, this is a secret, whisking up an egg white till it's fluffy.
What the hell?
Mm-hmm. You're whisking up an egg white till it's fluffy. You're adding sugar, lots. You're adding a bit of salt. You're adding whatever spices you fancy. And that's where I'm not
paprika,
putting the exact ones.
Cumin.
Paprika, cumin, chilli. And then you're tossing the nuts. And so the egg coats the nuts in the sugar and spices. God. And then into the oven with it on a tray lined with greaseproof paper. Greaseproof paper, very important, because otherwise they will stick, fuse. And you're baking them not on too high a heat, probably about 160, 170, okay. giving them a little wiggle around, stirring from time to time until they're toasted and the coating's sort of melted. Mm. And then you take them out and it will dry and you keep stirring them as they cool down. And then because some of them will be stuck together and then they sort of separate as they cool down. You keep stirring them. Because if you think about it, it's a bit like a kind of meringue. That's basically what's around the outside.
Yum.
That's blown my mind. Egg white.
Delish.
Wow.
There you go.
Sorry.
Wouldn't have thought that, would you?
Absolutely not.
I'm being absolutely stalked by this daddy long legs. It keeps like moving around and like trying to keep my eyes on it, but it's... Oh, it's coming down.
Right, Beatty, you're going to have to show that you can triumph over adversity because you've got to do your pitch while being attacked by a daddy long legs.
Right. Now listen, what would make me a good leader? I know that you both know me very well and you know that I probably wouldn't be a good leader.
Yeah.
But let's just pretend that maybe I could. I am very good at listening to what everyone has to say, am I? Am I? Yeah.
You've just been distracted through my entire pitch by a daddy long legs, I would say.
Okay, yeah. Where is it gone? Where is it? Oh, it's there. Sorry.
Are you scared of it?
Yes. It can't hurt you.
But I don't mind spiders, you know, but daddy long legs, they're just so like flailing everywhere. I hate it. And this one is massive. Oh, anyway.
You were just saying how you're really good at listening.
I'm really good at listening. But listen, I would take into account everyone's opinion and I'm kind and considerate and I think I'd be very diplomatic. I'm quite good at, being a mediator.
Mediating. Yeah.
But most importantly, I am fit. So.
Like sexy.
You do want to be looking at someone fit as your leader.
This is a new side of her I've never heard.
You do need a bit of eye candy in the leadership.
What are you wearing? That's your first.
Yeah.
I will be wearing a boob tube.
I love that. That's Beatty's idea of fit. A boob tube.
I will be in a boob tube. What's my ethos? The world is busy enough. So let's just get out of our brains and dissociate for a bit. That's my whole thing. It's relax. Beauty. It's get out of the, whole world. just be in the empty space in between for a while. Motto: chaos reigns. Unshackle those chains and feel the pain. By numbers.
What pain? What?
Feel the pain.
Chaos reigns.
By numbers.
Paint by numbers.
Yeah.
And feel the pain.
Well, I'm trying to make it rhyme with rain. I got stuck in a thing where I had to rhyme.
Yeah.
Chaos reigns.
To be fair, I feel like chains, I'm sort of dissociating already.
Now. Yeah, I am. I'm in a weird. I'm in a weird state.
Yeah. So the things we're going to be doing, they are going to be things that don't take a lot of brain power. It's just somewhere you can come and shut off so that it is going to be paint by numbers and, you know, adult colouring in books and those books.
Oh, yeah, quite like those.
You know those books where you have to, like, unfocus your eyes and you get to see a 3D picture?
Sterogram.
Yeah. A lot of that. That's like three hours.
There was a time when they had a stranglehold on the teenage population of this country.
They were huge.
I was obsessed with them.
Same. Yeah, and there was always one that like you couldn't do and like only one person was like, I can see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, it's a UFO. Oh, wow.
It's before you get into drugs really, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Our guest speakers are going to be people like masseuses and beauticians. And they're going to give us little shoulder rubs and, you know, hand massages and stuff like that. Just brush our hair.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Brush our hair, do plaits.
I thought you were going to say they were going to teach us how to be fit as you.
They are going to also teach us how to be fit. And what are we cooking? Also we're going to have a hypnotist guest speaker who just comes and just hypnotises us all, and then we just all sit there for 2 hours just staring. Give your brain a little break. Please. We are going to be cooking oven pizzas, maybe with a side salad.
No thinking about
get
it.
Get some of those Dr. Oetker. Some of those, stick them in the oven. Have some, chop some cucumber up or something.
Classic.
Girl dinner,
yeah.
My recipe only requires 3 ingredients. 2 little eggs and 1 payment method. We're off to the corner shop to get a whole packet of biscuits.
We're off to Crispin's.
I'd argue you don't even need 2 little legs for that. That's accessible for people with 1 or no legs even.
Also, yeah, true. Anyway, that's it. That's me.
Okay, well, we've all made our pitches and now it's time for us to cast our votes. Who are you going to choose? Big decision. Who's going to be leading the WI?
I've forgotten what's yours again, Camille.
Well, I think that's your answer, isn't it?
Okay.
Charming. You know what? I'm finding it hard to choose.
Yeah.
That's insulting for me.
Yeah, I'm insulted for
but there
Rose.
There are strengths with BTs, like dissociating and just sort of chilling versus loads of like getting your diary out and planning.
Yeah. Oh.
You love getting your diary out, Camille.
I do, to be fair, I do.
You're the one person I know that's still got a paper diary.
Paper diary, yeah.
Surely this is the group for you.
I don't anymore.
Do you not?
No.
We used to have a few mix-ups, didn't we? From it's like it's not in my paper diary,
paper
but it is.
Diary.
In my...
Yeah, to be honest, the paper diary was more problems than it was
okay,
worth.
Okay, I've made my decision.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. I've won.
Rose has won.
You voted for Beatty over mine. Are you kidding?
Yeah. To be fair, I found that very relaxing. Even just hearing her say it, I thought it was quite mesmerising.
It was quite soporific.
Yeah, and I thought, God, if she can do this just in the pitch, what are the meeting's going to be like?
Exactly.
Yeah. Fine.
But delighted to have won.
Right. Does anyone want to hear some Patreon legends? Because
yes, please.
We get a few to shout out. Can I get a legend for Ephra? Legend.
Ephra.
Just Ephra. Beautiful
just Ephra.
Ephra.
Just Ephra. Gorgeous.
Keeping it simple.
Lovely legend.
There's a river called Ephra. The Ephra.
And there's a club called the Ephra Social in Brixton. So Ephra Road.
Named after the river, I'd imagine.
Probably, yeah.
The Ephra runs under Brixton. But, you know,
there it is.
It's also a person. Thank you, Ephra.
Thank you, Ephra.
Legend.
Or you might be a river. We don't know.
Yeah, if you are a river, that's great. Congratulations for getting online.
Can I get a legend for Connie Solari? Legend. Can I get
a lovely name?
I know. Can I get a legend for Becky Skeggs? Legend.
Skeggle.
An incredible name.
Skeggo Leggo.
Can I get a legend for Rachel Sarsfield? Legend.
Very sophisticated.
SARS is a deadly virus. Sorry, Rachel.
Oh,
can I get a legend for Catherine? Legend.
Catherine. She keeps it simple.
She's
she goes under
simple,
the radar.
She's keeping it
she's
smart.
Cool, calm and collected. She's Catherine.
Love you, Catherine.
What do people have to do if they want to be a legend, BT? And if they want loads of extra content.
Yeah, some really great extra content this week.
Camille really coming into our own.
Yeah. If you want to sign up to our Patreon, please go to www.patreon.com/birthdaygirlshouseparty, where you can get extra content on all the episodes, plus a whole extra episode once a month. And just little tidbits from us, little tasty treaty bits.
Yeah.
So
last week's couple of pictures of Camille's husband's pants. So that's for Patreons only.
Why not?
Nice.
I saw that people have quite liked the phrase weaseling for bits.
They have.
So I've been trying to use it a bit more.
It's really going off on the Patreon for weaseling for bits.
Yeah, weaseling for bits. Which, if you didn't hear it before when we said it, it's just me popping out weaseling for bits.
Yeah, that's just what she's doing, like 24/7. It's just weaseling for bits.
Weaseling for bits. Beatty, who is your legend and dick of the week?
My legend of the week is I went to a beautiful wedding this weekend in France.
Yeah, you didn't tell us about this, Beatty. Yeah. I've suddenly seen Instagram. I've lost my mind.
Oh, good old Instagram.
Forget it. I saw it on Instagram that you were in France. I thought, what the bloody hell is she doing going to France without telling us?
How come you didn't tell us?
I don't know.
Talk about grey man suddenly fucking popping up in France.
How long were you there?
I was just there for the weekend. Just went there after school on Friday. And it was quite stressful getting there and back, but...
On the train?
No, got a flight. Nearly missed almost all our flights.
Yeah, of course you did. Beatty.
But, you know, we got there, we got back, and it was lovely. It was very hot, but it was just right on the lake. It was in Lake Annecy. Oh. Anyone know it? It's absolutely gorgeous place in the French Alps. It was just so
Did you have a dip?
Picturesque. Did have a dip, yes.
Lovely.
Really lovely. You haven't said whose wedding it is.
Oh, our friends Dan and Kate.
Congratulations to Dan and Kate.
And big congrats on a gorgeous wedding. My dick of the week is, the story is that it was a very hot wedding and I did insist on wearing Spanx. And then on the way home, the flight home the next day, I had forgotten to pack an extra pair of pants for myself. So I was wearing an old pair of pants.
The Spanx again.
Not the Spanx, just another pair of pants. And I have woken up this morning with apologies to my in-laws who listen to this are probably listening to this podcast on their lovely trip around France, but your girl's got horrendous thrash.
BT, I've just told you I piss all over my fingers.
You don't want thrash in this weather. Oh god,
yeah.
Awful.
Really bad, really bad.
Are you supposed to drink cranberry juice for that?
I don't know. I thought that was for UTIs.
Cystitis, yeah, sorry.
Spanx are too tight.
Yeah. They're far too tight.
Yeah.
Well, best of luck for a speedy recovery,
BT. Thank you very much.
You want to whack some natural yogurt on it?
I don't know if it's supposed to.
Yeah, if you're listening, that's not... we're not endorsing
I do know. We do like to disperse medical advice on this podcast, but
yeah,
don't.
But no, we do. Do give that a Google first.
That's what my mum always told me when I was younger.
Yeah, but is she a Dr. Camille or is she a social worker?
Yeah, she's a natural. I'm just going to Google it now very quickly. Natural yogurt on thrush.
But it needs to specifically be like on vagina. Because I think you're just supposed to eat it to boost your, to redress the balance, get that microbiome in the vagina back up.
Well, it's saying here it may soothe itchiness or burning. I don't think it will get rid of it, but apparently it feels good.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Anyway.
Well, I mean, on your head, it's spear, not, don't blame us if you put it on there and it goes manky.
I take it back. I'm not sure. Ask your doctor.
Camille, who's your legend and dick of the week?
My legend of the week is Torquay.
Lovely.
Went there for a few days.
The English Riviera.
To visit James's dad.
I got headbutted in Torquay once.
Well, yes. See, I remember when I told you guys I was about Torquay, you were both a bit like, a bit rough and grotty. And so I was expecting the worst, but I absolutely loved it. It's like any seaside town. It's got some rough bits, but the beaches are beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the little, like, secret coves, and it had loads of little cute bits of it. I loved it. Really loved it.
Lovely.
And swam in the sea.
Mm.
Which was lovely. Took Rocky and dipped his toes in the sea.
Did you check for poo this time?
So, swam in the sea on Saturday. And then I was meant to. So James's dad is living down there at the minute. And he has joined a sea swimming club. And he signed me up to go with them on Sunday morning early. They do like a proper sea swim, like as a group. And I was so looking forward to it. Got up early, got ready, was literally about to leave the flat we were staying at like 7:30. Checked my phone. He'd messaged me like ages earlier and I'd not checked my phone saying sea swim is cancelled because sewage overflow. And that's my dick of the week, because why is the sewage going into our seas?
Because of the fucking water companies.
It's
cunts.
So gross. It's so, so gross.
Also, there's not even the excuse, like when it's really rainy and stormy, it's like stuff overflows. There hasn't been any fucking rain for days.
Well, this one was as a result of a storm, sewage.
But was there a storm?
Apparently there was through the night and I didn't hear it because we have stormy white noise anyway in the room. I'm always listening to a storm. But anyway, that's my dick. But yeah, just us not being able to sort out sewage getting into the sea. It's so gross.
It is a sad state of affairs when you can't even go. You have to go check that there's not shit in the sea before you go for a swim.
But also, this is what I was thinking. What on that morning, it's like, right, we're not allowed to swim. But then the next day, why is it okay? Is it like it's all sort of dissipated?
Yeah, it would have dissipated. So I don't know whether there's some people checking the water quality. They'll be doing a visual check. So they'll be overlooking, because in the bay you can literally see like fucking brown. If you know where the storm sewer is, you can literally see like shit, like brown stuff coming out of it. You know, if you look from high up, you can see. But I'd be interested to know that as well. I assume they take a sample of the water quality and then it's like it has to, you know, be clean or like that, you know. I don't know though. But yeah.
Such a shame.
I imagine it's just that it's dissipated, Kath, that it just goes, the tide's gone out, the tide's come back in again.
Gone out to the whales.
Yeah. Yeah, a little treat for the whales. Yeah.
So there, that's my legend of my dick.
On topic, Camille, my legend of the week, Scarborough and Whitby and Robin lovely. Hood's Bay. Just that area, absolutely fantastic.
Lovely.
Loved it. Was absolutely blown away by how, like, big and expansive those places are. The coast, because I'm used to the Devon coastline, which can be like being expansive, but it's mostly like sort of smaller coasts. Yeah. This is like huge. You could feel like you can see to the end of the world. It's unbelievable. And like Scarborough, banging. It's a huge beach. There's, you know, it's like stepping back in time. It's like a 1950s seaside resort. There's all the like amusements and stuff. And it doesn't have that like closed, depressing, dilapidated feel. It's just like everyone's having a great time. It's like a proper seaside resort.
Nice.
And then there was shit in the sea on the main beach, but then around the headland there's another beach which has got a blue flag that was safe, so I swam in there. Freezing cold because it's the North Sea. Absolutely yeah, freezing cold. But it was just amazing. And honestly, Whitby, have you been?
I think I have. We went to Scarborough gigging once, didn't we?
Yes, we didn't go to Whitby though. No. Camille, you would love Whitby. It is beautiful. Why? On one side, there's like I said, the most, you stand on top of the cliff, it's like this most expansive, huge, like seascape you've ever seen. And then you walk down and it's just all set onto this beautiful harbour that like wiggles down. And then, Camille, we're talking cobbled streets. Pure weaseling for bits, okay? Cobbledy streets, jewellery shops, trinket shops, fudge shops. Please. Then,
oh God,
steps up to the ruins of Whitby Abbey and the graveyard that inspired Dracula.
Incredible.
It's fantastic. Also, best fish and chip shop in the... in the country voted.
What?
No way.
Went there. Delicious. Sat down. It had like booths.
How was the batter?
Fantastic. Light.
Lovely.
Really good.
Oh, I want to go to Whitby.
I really would recommend it. I think you'd love it. Mm. Dick of the week. It is me. Just because at a gig, I was very lucky to be able to open for Nick Mohammed at his London shows on Friday at a big West End theatre. I was so excited, you know, on London's West End, getting to open the show. About 5 minutes into the first, I was doing two shows. About 5 minutes into the first show, I start talking to a man in the crowd and I casually went, oh, he's shaking his head, but his wife's nodding. And she so loudly just went, daughter.
Oh, no.
I mean, how do you recover from that?
I bet that got a good laugh, though.
Yeah. Funnier than anything that I'd planned, of course.
Yeah, daughter. Of course. Classic.
But... oh, she weren't happy.
No.
No, you wouldn't be.
You absolutely wouldn't be.
But he tweeted me afterwards, it was all fine. But yeah, what a dick. It's like, have a little look first. You just, I don't know, I guess it's just maybe unusual for a father and daughter to be at a comedy night.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway.
Legend, though, for you, for doing the gig.
Yeah, legend.
It's a good Thanks, gig. Gaff. Yeah, that's what I was angling for. No. Yeah. No, they were such lovely gigs. His audience are lovely. Yeah, so that's been the WI party,
yeah,
guys.
Lovely.
Really.
Thanks
enjoyed.
For coming.
Thanks.
Have
for
you enjoyed
us.
Your first WI meeting?
Yeah,
I have actually.
Yeah.
So
great.
If anyone out there's got any ideas for crafting, they think I should give a go.
Yeah, me too.
Let us know.
I want something that's
or
like
any, of us, any hobbies,
low maintenance, and doesn't have lots of bits because I will just make a mess.
Mm.
Something that's not messy.
And as we've said, Camille needs something with frequent payoff.
Yeah, but maybe not. Maybe I need to train myself to be patient.
Yeah, I want something that's basically like playing Candy Crush, but I get something at the end. Yeah.
Right, yeah. All anyway, that. Let us know if you have any crafting
any ideas.
Hobbies.
Yeah, if you've... Yeah. Right, well... I guess that's it from us, really. All that's left to do is say thank you to the fantastic Emma Corsham, our brilliant producer. Mm-hmm. Thank you to Anne Chmielewski for our beautiful music and to Lucy Moore for our lovely artwork. Yeah. Thank you, BT. Thank you, Camille.
Thank you, Rose.
Thank you, Rose.
You're welcome. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.